What did I do to deserve your mercy? Worship him, honor him, adore him. Worship him, honor him, adore him. Lift your hands and lift your voice. Lift your hands and worship him. Shakoba Galayad. Father, we worship you. Shato Labarai.
of your name.
Your hands in the praise of God. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. We adore you. Be thou glorified. Be thou honored. Breathe upon this service today. Let not one person leave here the same. We worship you. I see the hand of God, the power of God, and the touch of God upon lives here today, for they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before the Lord. Father, change somebody's life. Give someone a testimony. Give someone a change of story. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Eliyahu. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Master. Live here the same way they have come. Do something new in someone's life. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Please be seated. Hallelujah.
Holy. Holy, holy is the Lord our God. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord our God. Holy, holy,
Welcome to this testimonies and thanksgiving service, and particularly this service that is a service of dedication. You will never return back the same in Jesus' precious name. The subject is praise for excellence, part 3. We have as an objective the understanding of the connection between praise and excellence. Praise is a lifter of lives, a raiser of destinies. Celebration The celebration of God is the elevation of man. Whenever a person decides to celebrate God, he has decided to be elevated in life. Example, Solomon, the king of Israel, was a lover of songs until a whole book was written called Songs of Solomon. Solomon, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 8 to 9, he said, I gathered me also silver and gold and the peculiar treasure of the kings of the and of the provinces. I got me men singers and women singers and the delights of the sons of men, musical instruments, all sorts. If you are talking of orchestra, I'm sure you had diverse kinds. The brass band, the woodwinds, strings, all manner of instruments assembled for the worship of God. No wonder God took Solomon to the highest place anybody could have been on earth. All the kings of the earth sought for Solomon until Solomon exceeded everybody. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 23 and 24, 25. He exceeded all the kings of the earth because he praised, he sang until a whole book was based on songs. That was Solomon. What about now? This was the same Solomon that was, you can call, a child out of wedlock. A child from a very wrong and terrible arrangement. His background was against him. His history was against him. Everything was against him. But he gave God praise. He looked up to God. And God changed his story. Beloved brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter what is against you in this life. If you can look up to God and you can give God the praise and give God the worship, then God is ready to change your circumstances until you become a wonder, not just to the world, but a wonder to yourself. Can somebody say a louder amen? I believe there are people seated here this morning that God is about to turn into wonders to themselves, wonders to your family, wonders to your community, wonder to your generation. You believe that? Say a louder amen. That was our first example. Second example was Daniel. Daniel was the star boy of the Babylonian kingdom.
Daniel
was an avid worshiper. In Daniel chapter 2 and in verse 20 all the way to verse 23, Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of the God of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his." That is worship. And he changed the times and the seasons and removed kings and set it up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Look at him. Go to the next verse. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Hallelujah. Real worshippers, they don't take the acts of God for granted. Real worshippers, real praisers, never take the acts of God for granted. Real worshippers and real praisers don't assume that things happened by themselves. They don't assume that things happen by themselves. Real worshippers, real praisers, don't assume that things happen by themselves. Also, real worshippers, real praisers are never confident of their own abilities. They are never confident of their own potentials. They don't say, it's because I am gifted, that is why this happened. Oh, because I have the gift of wisdom, that is why I could see this. They are never confident of their own abilities. They never rely on their own potentials. That was Daniel. The outcome of that for Daniel was that God lifted him up to the highest possible position in the land of Babylon. Somebody here today, God is about to lift you up. He's about to lift you up. He's about to lift you up. He's about to lift you up. Say a loud amen. Say the loudest amen. Say the loudmost amen. What is it that makes praise and worship? To lift people up, number one, is the release of human potentials. Your praise will release your potentials. The release of human potentials. Number two, is the release of divine inspiration. When you know how to praise God, you know how to worship God, your potentials are released. Inspiration comes to you from above. Number three is the release of supernatural strength. Praise gives you strength, and strength takes you up. Praise gives you strength, and strength takes you up. Praise gives you strength, and strength takes you up. If the fig tree fails to blossom, Habakkuk chapter 3 and in verse 17, and there is, although the fig tree shall not blossom, and there is no fruit in the vine, even if the labor of the olive fails, and the fields yield no meat, and the flock is cut off from the fold, and there is no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Then the Lord my God will become my strength. He will make my feet like hind's feet and cause me to climb up on my high places. If you will give God praise, praise will give you strength, and strength will take you up. The Lord causes me to fly, to ride upon my high places. I rejoice in the Lord. He guarded my feet with strength. And because my feet have strength, I am not permitted to be in the low places of the earth. Someone is going up here today. Wherever the enemy has kept you, you are escaping there and going up. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Anybody going up here, shout the Lord must say amen. What is the kind of praise that produces result? Number one, it is spiritual. Worship must be spiritual. The hour coming and now is. We are true worshipers. Must worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. It must be spiritual. It must be real. It must be authentic. It must come from the heart. And then it must be sincere. Somebody say amen. Say aloud, amen. Say the loudest, amen. Do you know, Habakkuk just told us, even if the fig tree does not blossom, your business is not working as it should, yet there is something to praise God for. Hello? He said yet. If you can pray, if you can give God appreciation despite your frustration, then your celebration becomes the platform for your elevation. Yet I will praise God, and as I'm praising God, He takes me up. He guides my feet with strength and takes me to my high places. If you can give God appreciation despite your frustration, then your celebration becomes the platform for your elevation. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. I am not yet married, yet I will praise God. I don't yet have a child, yet I will praise God. I don't yet have a car, yet I will praise God. I don't have a house, yet I will praise God. I will praise God, for He said, let everything that everyone who has a car praise the Lord. Is that what He said? What is it? Everything that has breath. No, everyone who has a husband, praise the Lord. Everyone who has a wife, praise the Lord. Everyone who has gotten accommodation, praise the Lord. Everyone who has become a millionaire, praise the Lord. Is that what He said? Let everything that has breath. How many people have breath here? Will you stand up on your feet? Stand up on your feet with a shout of praise. Is there anyone? He said, let everything, not even every person. If this shoe has breath, praise the Lord. Everything. And if you can praise the Lord because you have breath. Then no devil can make that breath worthless. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. He said, rejoice in your car. Again, I say, rejoice. Rejoice because of your house. And again, I say, rejoice. Rejoice because you got residency permit. And I said again, rejoice. So if you don't have any reason to rejoice, two reasons. Number one, you have the Lord. Number two, you have your breath. Hey!
If you don't have any reason to praise, any reason to rejoice, don't forget, number one, you have the Lord. Number two, you have your bread. Number one, you have the Lord. Number two, you have your bread. Every other thing will follow. The car will follow. The house will follow. The wife will follow. The child will follow. The children will follow. The promotion will follow. The healing will follow. The deliverance will follow. The turnaround of your story will follow. Give him a shout of victory. Look at somebody, say, I am going to praise the Lord because I have the Lord and I have my breath.
Do you know the meaning of that? There are those who don't have the Lord and who don't have their breath. Where are they now? Hell. While they are on the earth, they didn't have the Lord. After a while, they lost their breath. They are in hell now. You have the Lord and you have your life. So no matter what happens, you have escaped the devil. For the next 7 minutes, I want you to celebrate the Lord and celebrate your breath. Celebrate the Lord and celebrate the breath that you have. 7-8 minutes. High praises. Explosive, extensive celebration. While that is happening, if you have a testimony that is not yet shared, one of our ministers will receive it from you. But I want you to give it. Now, we have dedication of children, right? I'm sure this is the Sunday for dedications. And while we celebrate that, you are going to see that the God who gave these families children to dedicate, that is, we have dedication of 77 children, dedication from 77 families. We have vehicle dedications and house dedications, all together 88 dedications. Today, despite the devil, despite the economy, despite the austerity, despite the COVID, despite everything, are you ready to praise the Lord? Are you ready to celebrate your God and celebrate the fact that you have your breath? Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph.
Hallelujah.
Hi.
I serve a God who is powerful. I serve a God who is mighty. This God is a good God. We shall call him a miracle. We serve a God who is powerful. We serve a God who is mighty. This God is a good God. We shall call him
just
a
one
miracle.
Minute. If the person that is beside you is too gentle, give him chance. Let him remain with his gentility. You know what you are looking for. Don't think that everybody who came to church came for the same reason why you came. Some came to look around. Some came to while away time. Some came to fulfill religious obligation. Some came like Judas Iscariot, looking for something to steal. But for such people, it's death they are looking for, just like Judas. It's death they are looking for, just like Judas. Listen, but you came here aggressive. You came here because you are passionate for God. Don't let anybody's attitude affect you. Celebrate, let's go. Yeah. people.
Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Are you just standing and looking like that? Chains got just broken. Liberty just happened. Deliverances just happened. Chains, enemy afflictions just disappeared. A kidney affliction, right hand side, just got healed right now. Give him a clap, a shout, a leap of joy. Hey, hey. Lift your two hands. God has something in store for you. Are you ready? Are you ready? When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, receive. I receive. Whatever is yours today is released for you. Father, let your power flow. Let the harvest flow. Let what belongs to this man, this woman, these people be released right now. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. At the count of three, receive what is yours. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, I receive, receive, receive what is yours. Receive, receive, receive your breakthrough. Receive your liberty. Receive your freedom. Receive your deliverance. Receive everything that is yours this morning. Command you to receive it. Receive now. Thank you, Master. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. I want to sound one caution, please. Let not one person leave here before time. We are going to be through very shortly. But please don't move. We don't have to destroy the service until the time is up. Lift your hands high. Thank you, Father. Right now, I'm sure that there are people here today just need to give your life to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want to be saved. You want to be born again. You want addictions broken off your life. Let me give that call first. Quickly, pick your Bibles and bags and come forward. Take your seat. One moment, everybody. All right.
As this dance was just going on, and this protocol officer was here at this angle dancing. Pastor saw it. This pastor saw it. This strange creature dropped out from somewhere, part of her body. From inside, I was feeling something inside my body. I just did it like this. So the thing just fell down. I have to...
Smashed it.
Yes.
Fell out of her body.
My body, yes. Then she smashed it. Just now, in the heat of that dance.
Incredible. This every satanic deposit. Alright, let's take it on this line. Anyone who had an encounter or something just happened to you within this season right now, you can step forward as well. I pray for you today. Every deposit of hell in your body, everything responsible for stagnation, responsible for bad luck, responsible for rejection, anti-marital spell, fire of the Holy Ghost, everything responsible for the demons of stagnation and backwardness, today their tenure expires and you are set free. Your liberty is confirmed. In the name of Jesus. 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 Take your seat. Set that thing on fire. Set that devil on fire.
Fire service on it.
What happened to you? Ankle or knee?
Knee, my knee.
Footballer who broke his knee.
But I can move now.
You couldn't move with it. How long did you break the knee?
It's been 4 years now.
For 4 years, you broke that knee and now it is free. Move it and do what you couldn't do before. Do some footballer's moves.
Somebody give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Everything that is damaged, that was damaged in your body, I declare they are being repaired now. Power of the Holy Ghost, they are being repaired now in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Are you taking one? Father, we give you the praise. All right, call for those that you Lift your hands everywhere you are this moment. And say after me, say, Father, today is my day of total turnaround. Today is my day. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands. Everything belonging to you that the enemy has kept back, today they are released. The systems are put under pressure. Pressure of loss of sleep, loss of peace, and loss of rest until all that is yours enters your hands. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Say a louder amen. Lord, most amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Pick up your offerings and tithes and let's honor God. We have a crowd of people waiting. Are those children dedication or what's that? Alright. We haven't called that out yet. Alright, celebration was going on with the children. Alright. If they can stand for a few minutes, why not? Instead of going back to their seats. Just there, right? So you have your offerings and tithes and pledges. We're in the season of multiplied harvest. God is changing our lives and changing our stories, changing our situations. We're in that season right now. Pick up your offerings and tithes and pledges and let's honor God. Father, thank you for what you first gave to us that we are releasing back to you. Multiply the harvest of every giver in Jesus' name. Amen. Go on ahead and honor God. Watching via the online platforms, details are on the screen. Go ahead and let us know what happens. Yes.
Can we have the following come forth for their testimonies? Mr. and Mrs. Benjamin Ekesi, Brother Kingsley Awudi, Deborah Lawson, Sheila H. Godwin, and Jacob Teremo. Our brother Kingsley Awudi said that in the year 2019, he had a privilege of being prayed for by the senior pastor with his son. The senior pastor prayed for him and his son. And after that encounter, life turned around. He said just a fortnight ago, the greatness also manifested in the life of his son. He took his son to Europe. And the son currently is registered in a football academy.
Brookham College in Leicester.
Leicester City in the UK. And he's come to give God praise for that testimony.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. He told me, he said to him, it was like a dream. He called me, texted me, or called me from London Heathrow. When God turned again the captivity of Zion. We are like them that dream. This is a man that 3 years ago was total drunkard, no penny anywhere. Total drunkard, no penny anywhere. Stranded, family stranded, wife stranded, children stranded. Nothing. Today, he's taking his son to school in the UK. Enough money, I see God changing somebody's story. 3 years ago, he was not a Christian. Hello? You have been here for a long time. It is your turn for a change of story. It's your turn for a change of story. It's your turn for a change of story. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord the praise, yes.
This is Sister Deborah Lawson. She said for as long as she can remember, she had pile and had suffered that for a very long time until 2014 when she had an encounter in the dream of the night and God's servant appeared to her and prayed for her. From that day till Jesus comes, that pile dried up. Secondly, she said her family was a family plagued by untimely death, misfortunes, disappointment, shame, reproach. She just lost a brother last month again, and the one that is next to her was incarcerated and currently in prison. So, she came in for the worship, word and wonders night 2 nights ago, and God's servant declared at the conclusion of the service that write one thing you want God to intervene in your life. And when you get home, anoint it and burn it. She went, did the same, and then in the dream of the night, she had an encounter. where she was catapulted to her family house in the village. And when she got there, her brother also began a building project that couldn't be completed. And she saw herself in the compound and began to anoint the compound. Got a bottle of oil. In the midst of that prophetic action, as if it was a provocation, and demons rose up against her, began to contend with her. As many of them that came and touched her were consumed by fire. And that encounter translates, as far as she's concerned, to a turnaround in that family. And she's come to give God praise for that remarkable change and turnaround in her family.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Every altar buried in your father's house, fighting the destiny of people, is set on fire now. In Jesus' name.
Our sister Sheila from the United States of America says she was diagnosed with a thyroid nodule. And then when she went and the doctors checked, they said the size of it was 1.0, then progressed to 2.5. And then she had to come because the doctor said if it grows to up to 1.0, then there's a tendency of it being cancerous. However, she came all the way from the U.S. and came met with God's servant who prayed for her. After the prayer, she said she returned and the thing shrunk to 0.8 millimeters. And they also did an investigation, took a biopsy. It was not cancerous. And she has come to give God praise for that massive intervention upon her life.
Okay. Jesus' name, you return back to the U.S. More divine visitation testimonies. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Yes.
Our brother Jacob said one of his relatives was afflicted and had a very massive growth by the side of his face and sought for an assistance. So he sent money to the relative. Afterward, the relative sent again, requested for more money, which he did send. And just in the process of time, he realized, woke up one day and realized that there was a massive swelling on his left hand. Very painful. The growth. He said that was the condition he was in until he came in for the Tuesday healing and deliverance service. It was as if it was a transference of that affliction. Until he came in for the 8 hours in God's presence, that was the week before last. After that service, he went home on Tuesday. There was no change. On Wednesday, there was no change. On Thursday, he woke up and realized miraculously that this massive mountain had dissolved. There was no trace of it in his hand. And he has
every affliction transferred into your body and your system is returned back to hell.
Paul Akubo, please step forward. And Benjamin Ekisi. Brother Benjamin got married in the year 2020, and has been trusting God for the fruit of the womb. And the first time the wife took in, she lost the baby after bleeding profusely. Then she took in for the second time, and before she knew it, she started bleeding again. The fear came upon them, thinking they were going to lose the second pregnancy. As they were praying, they were privileged to meet with the servant of God, and they complained to him that was what they were passing through. And he prayed for them. That bleeding stopped immediately, and here is the evidence of that pregnancy the devil wanted to tamper with.
And this is the powerful guy. He's not aware of what we're talking about. Congratulations. In Jesus' name, affliction will never rise another time. Arise in your liberty and in your freedom, in Jesus' precious name. Somebody give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout. A bigger, bigger clap, a louder shout of praise. Let me get some things out of the way, and then we shall be receiving the dedications. Please again, bear with those who are dedicating their children. The November 1st starts tomorrow. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. The month of November is tomorrow. Eli, will I seek thee, therefore, will be the opening up of the month. You are welcome to attend it. Tuesday healing service is the first one for the month as well. Wednesday midweek service is the preservation service and communion service of escape for the month of November. Thursday is crusade at Lafia. Saturday, the Dynamism Church holds him in the evening and the morning outreach. And Sunday is the blessing Sunday for the month of November. That week, we are in Lagos for crusade. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. And the week after that is the pre-convention week. And then the week after that is the 25th anniversary convention of Dunamis International Gospel Center. In attendance will be Bishop Charles Ajinasare from Ghana, will be Bishop David Abioye from Nigeria, will be Bishop David Oyedepo from Nigeria, will be Pastor Paul Enenche from Nigeria, Dr. Mrs. Betty Enenche, and a host of many, many, many other ministers of God who will be coming. Some will be attending. Some will say a sharp word. Apostle Emmanuel Kure from Kafanchan also will be joining us. Among several others, it is going to be very, very impactful, and our lives will never remain the same. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudmost, amen. And if you are not yet a member of the home church, or rather those who are full members of the Dynamis Home Church, lift up your right hand, let me see you. You are a full member of the Dynamis Home Church. I ask that the Lord will bless you, cause his face to shine upon you, and make your home, your life, to be an evidence of God's power in this place, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You are not yet a member of the Dynamis Home Church, the House Fellowship. Lift up your hand as well and let us identify you so you can be a member of this church and not be lost in the crowd. Lift up your hands and let us see you. God bless you. They are giving you the forms right away. Fill it, fill them up and submit at the home church desk, and we shall be speaking with you shortly. God bless you. Please roll the Lafia Healing and Deliverance Crusade clip.
Lafia, are you ready?
Join Dr. Pastor Paul and Dr. Mrs. Becky Paul and Nature for Lafia Healing and Deliverance Crusade. Then the Almighty healings, signs and wonders, drastic move of God's power like never before. Venue, Lafia Square, All Parade Ground, Lafia, Nasarawa State. Date, 4th November to Saturday, 6th November 2021, 5 p.m. Delhi. Special feature include Ministers Conference at Dunamis Lafia Central behind the All Border School, Bukan City, Nasarawa State. And school dedication. It's your year of release, recovery, and replication. Come and see the Almighty at work. Jesus is Lord.
Hey! Give the Lord a praise. It shall be very, very exciting. Before we receive the children for dedication, please know that there is a website for Dunamis Home Church in Diaspora. Website. Anyone who is interested in making their homes available, or anything you want to know about home church around the world, that website, you visit them, and then you visit the website, and then we shall get you details of what to do. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. Before I invite the families for dedication, you are here this morning, you saw the power of God, you heard the word, and you have not yet given your life to Jesus. You want to be saved. You want to be free from sin. You want the power of sin broken off your life. You want today to mark a new day in your life. Will you pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly come forward? Pastor, you are saying, pray for me. I don't want to die and go to hell. I want to live for Jesus. I want to be free of smoking, drinking, womanizing. I want to be free of gambling. I want to be free of every negative and wrong lifestyle. I want to serve Jesus and love him and live for him. I'll give you the count of seven, and I want you to be the first to come. One. Two. Quickly rush forward.
Day after day, I'll live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus. Day after day, only for Jesus. Let come what may, the Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus. Everybody sing, I live for Jesus. Day after day,
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus. Let come what may,
the Holy
Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus.
Day after day,
oh, everybody sing, I live for Jesus.
Day after day,
I live for Jesus.
Let come what may,
let come what may,
the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Spirit,
I will obey.
I live for
Jesus.
One more time, you have something that you want God to break off your life, a negative lifestyle, something you don't like, a life you don't like. Quickly, step forward again. Sing the song again. Negative lifestyle. Addiction. You are tied by something. Quickly.
I will obey. I live for Jesus. Day after day. I live for Jesus. Day after day.
Your right hand on your chest. Pray this prayer with me again. Lord Jesus, I come before you today. Surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life. And grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' name. Amen.